Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hey, hope everyone is enjoying their weekend. We've had so many interesting conversations and insights into the cases we're following for you this week. Wanted to play back some of the ones I found most compelling in the last 7 days. Here's one of them in our Week in Review.
This is a podcast that seeks justice. Justice for the lives stolen by those in society that hide amongst us every day. Hidden in our towns, cities, and countrysides, the places that we work, and sometimes in our very own homes. This is Hidden Killers.
Welcome to the podcast. My name is Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our discussions and breaking updates on the cases that we're following here for you. Forensic psychologist Kate Wallinga is joining us again. We're talking more about the Koberger case and some of his behaviors on campus that have been noticed and have been reported on recently. Prior to the murders taking place. I want to touch on that because several people coming out saying they saw him around campus, and this is not the campus that he belonged to. He was going to Washington, and he was at the University of Idaho campus, sitting around campus. Many people saying that he would just sit there and stare at them for many minutes on end, making many people get up and get out of there because he made them feel so uncomfortable. It leads me to wonder, was Koberger targeting more than just the girls and Ethan that he killed in that home on that night? Were there other targets in his mind? Was he looking for the best possible opportunity, the way he seemed to lurk around the University of Idaho campus? Kate, what are your thoughts?
That would be the logical thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was in a rational and logical mindset, maybe. Yeah. You know, I went to college in a town that had two major colleges in it. And it was the one that I attended at the time, anyway, was about 6-1, male to female.
Mm-hmm.
So I got used to being stared at all the time, objectified all the time. That's mm-hmm. just sort of like, and I'm not all that. It's just the fact that I happened to appear female sure. was like, that was enough, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, the sayings that where the men are men, the women are men, and the sheep run like hell. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like that was sort of our motto. And so any large group, you get these people who hang on the edge and stare. And in the moment, maybe you don't notice them at all. Maybe you notice, but you think they're shy.
Yeah.
Maybe you notice and you get creepy vibes. Like, it's hard to know. Everybody in Idaho knows what happened
mm-hmm.
by this point. And so there's Now their memories are starting to be filtered through
mm-hmm.
that knowledge. And some of those memories are going to hold tight, but some of those memories might get fuzzy or might fade to fit the facts of the narrative that the media has told them.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting to think about. When we are talking about Koberger, something that I don't like giving a lot of attention to, but I am kind of curious about the psyche of the individual. It's this woman, I'm not even going to give her name, that has been posting bizarre things on Facebook, writing diary-like posts, professing her love for Koberger, saying he's the divine masculine. I know that the last I had heard weeks ago is that Brian is being kept isolated from other inmates. And so I know that we do both likely sleep alone, as I mentioned in a past post. A lot to unpack there, where she really goes into this love for this individual that she's never met. She just knows the horrible things that he's done. What is that? What is going through one's mind to It just as we were talking before, everybody takes things differently. Most of us look at this and go, this is a crazy, horrible human being. She equates this to utter love. And I know that happens quite frequently with killers in prison. They end up getting a handful or many people that seem to fall in love with them from the outside. What's going on with someone who does that sort of behavior?
The formal jargon term is hybristophilia.
Okay.
And it's more often attributed to women experiencing it toward male inmates than vice versa, although it can happen in both directions. There's a lot of maybes around it in the same way that you could honestly answer the question of why do any two people get into a relationship?
Sure.
And this is a relationship. It's a parasocial relationship, which is another, I don't use a lot of jargon, but parasocial means you don't know them. They don't know you. You have an idea of them. So I have a podcast. I have people out there in the world who believe that we are friends because they've heard my podcast.
Sure.
And I'm like, that's, you know.
I get you.
You get me. So it's a choice that I made by having a publicly available podcast, but it's also like, just if you actually want to get to know who I am, talk to me. Like, that's an important first step. But so with hybristophilia, it used to be sort of the old school thinking was about like girls or women being attracted to the bad boys.
Mm-hmm.
That's way, I think, oversimplifying it.
Yeah.
I've done a couple of episodes on my own podcast about it because it's fascinating. And like to the point where I took notes and everything, like I was way organized. It was wild.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things behind it. Like, for instance, if a woman doesn't feel especially, let's go with woman on the outside, man on the inside, just sure, for simplicity's sake. If a woman doesn't feel like she's had a lot of power in her life, here's a way to feel like you're in the power position in a relationship.
True.
If a woman wants to know where her partner is sleeping at night, where better than to choose from someone who's actively incarcerated? If a woman wants to feel like they're in a white knight savior sort of role, here it is. I can fix him with my love. No, you can't.
Yeah.
But you can tell yourself that. If you want to feel as though all he's doing is thinking of me. None of my other partners ever thought about me, but he's thinking about me. I mean, I hate to tell it to you, but he's not thinking about you. Like, the number of when inmates of both genders get groupies, they get a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And all they got to do is write letters. Like, they got time. They'll write letters all day long.
Yeah.
And they'll get one that'll send the money, and then they'll get another that'll send nude photos, and they'll get another that'll send explicit letter. You know, like, all this stuff. You can get a little bit of various needs met in different ways, and it's a power play, I feel. But so women on the outside, like, they can argue that it's an exercise in fiction, and sometimes that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. But often it is this sense of, like, I look at this person and find him physically attractive, and the concept of acting out in this incredibly intense, violent way signals virility to me. So I'm going to exercise my fantasies a little bit. I would argue that maybe don't do it in public. But that's more because there are things that, like, I can't do or talk about in public because of my professional history.
Sure.
And I don't want to be known down the road as, like, oh, that was you.
Sure. Sure. I mean, and in the past, it would have been just simply sending letters back and forth. But now we're in a place where people can exercise that on such a public level. And I would imagine it feeds some sort of narcissistic need if you're doing it in public, as well as everything that you just expressed.
Well, if she can't, for instance, and I don't know this, but if she can't reach him, or if he's not responding, which, like, I'm not his lawyer. I don't play one on TV, but here's my official legal advice. Don't respond.
Yeah.
Not yet. Not now.
Sure.
You know, just there's nothing good that would come of that.
Does a suspect like Koberger enjoy this attention, almost of the fan clubs of sorts, expressing emotion towards him? And I'm even going to one up that. Could someone like Koberger, you know, you can see this historically from other people who've committed horrible crimes. Even, you know, Manson got married in prison because somebody fell in love with him. Is it ever part of the reason to commit the crimes in the first place to get this sort of attention from women that he could not get in real life when he was out there free, but he knew he'd be able to find this love and attention by doing something horrible and getting behind bars, but then he could actually get that because he was never able to get it on the outside?
Probably not.
No?
Probably not.
Bridge too far?
Well, just because there are other ways to get that kind of attention without crossing the line into violence, including lying about it.
Yeah.
You know, you could just lie and say you'd done it. You know, or there's, I don't have his name at the top of my head, the Drexel, Dexter party. Try this again, the Dexter killer in Vancouver, Canada, Mark something.
Mark Twitchell.
Yes, thank you. I was going with W and I knew it wasn't W.
Sure.
Mark Twitchell is one who had an ongoing correspondence with a woman on Facebook where it sounds like he was being pretty honest with her about his plans, intentions, and acts. And she was being not at all. Like, she wasn't lying. She was just, she was speaking about this in hyperbole or in theory or in fictional mindset.
Yeah. How interesting. It's such a twisted road that one goes down when that all comes into play.
So I don't think so. I don't think that perpetrators do things like this specifically for random possible female attention. Because, I mean, let's be real. If that's what he wanted, there were other ways to get it.
Sure. But did he see those other ways? Or he's already lived his life so far and never truly found a way to get it, though.
He's a PhD student. You know, he could have studied how to date.
You'd think,
you know, and so it's just like I just don't get, like, there are we all know somebody where one half of the couple's a three and the other is a seven or an eight, and you're like, how did that happen?
Sure,
but it does. It happens all the time, and you know, partly it has to do with things, you know, like empathy, which doesn't seem to be the strong point in most violent offenders. Fair. But they're like if that was the priority, there are other ways to go about it. That being said, who's going to say no? You know, you're in prison. It's boring. It's dark. You're surrounded by people that want to harm you. And so you're put in solitary, which is even more boring and darker. And let me tell you something, prison smells terrible. Mm-hmm. So like it's an assault on the senses in many, many ways. It's always loud. Mm-hmm. It's always bright. It always smells bad. There, you have no comfort items. You know, it's not the kind of place where you're like, I'm just going to stretch out and take a nap here. No. And so, if somebody reaches out from the outside and says, hey, you're great. I have so much respect for who you are. And I just want you to know mm-hmm. that, like, I really admire, like, hang in there. You got people on your side. Like, we want that at the side of our soccer game when we're seven.
Sure.
So what makes him stop wanting it when he's in prison at 28?
Yeah, it would just continue on.
And so I don't know how far the gag order extends, and I don't know if he's even allowed to receive outside correspondence. And if I was providing legal advice, it would be don't.
Kate Wallinga, forensic psychologist and host of the podcast Ignorance Was Bliss. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your insights. Always a pleasure. You can follow us wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to press subscribe and get a commercial-free version of the show through Apple Podcasts when you subscribe premium over there. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. For all of us here, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Modo Casino. Modo's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Modo, America's social casino. Play for free on Modo.us.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.